Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
So I said that I played Paid in Full for a specific reason. It's because I'm joined by Moira Skinner, who's the Managing Director of 3D Change, and they're the organisers of the South London Jobs Fair. So you get paid in full when you have a job. So welcome to Colorful Radio, Moira.
Hi there, Gracie. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Got a little bit lost getting here.
That's fine.
Here.
It's always a journey.
Clustered, but in good form.
You're here in one piece, so that's a great start. Yeah, so that's good. So the South London Jobs Fair, how long has it been going for?
It started in 2012. So a good 5 years
right.
back. And this will be the sixth one that
we're
Excellent. Doing this year. And we're doing. And it's just...
Sorry, carry on. I was going to interrupt you. Carry on.
Yeah, and it's grown from strength to strength. And each year we learn how to make it better for our job seekers and the exhibitors. Yeah.
And I was wondering, have you noticed in that 5 years plus any changes in the type of job seeker that comes looking for work?
I think over the years, gradually, the job seekers are becoming a lot more savvy.
Right.
They're realising that actually face-to-face meetings are really, really helpful.
That's
with
true.
The recruiters.
Yes.
Because so much of it is actually done online.
That's true.
So this is an opportunity for the job seekers to show off. Show themselves, dress to impress, bring their CVs and have that face-to-face interpersonal contact.
That's good.
And communication.
And what about people that may be the introverts?
Do you know, our jobs fairs are so relaxed, and those job seekers are so welcomed by the companies that are there.
Yes.
And the one thing that I have to say to the job seekers are, they want to see you.
That's
they want to recruit you.
Yes.
So be confident. And I know sometimes it's a little bit daunting for them, you know, for anyone, even me, to go in and speak to a company. Just off the cuff, but they are waiting for you. They want to see you.
That's good. And how many companies have you got attending this year?
Typically, I mean, they're still booking up.
Right.
Typically, historically, we've had more than, in terms of exhibitors, just under 100.
Right, okay.
This year, I believe we've moved to Coin Street, so a different locality.
Yes.
I think it's about nearly 80.
Right,
80
and what industries are they covering, and what type
of
jobs are they offering?
They cover a wide variety of sectors. An absolute wide variety of sectors. We've got construction, typically. We've got the fashion industry.
Right.
We're very, very excited about Net-a-Porter.
Okay.
Who are on board.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
But I'll give you some more information about that soon.
Yeah.
We have got, so that's hair and beauty. We've got gas, central heating. We've got retail. World Duty Free, Gatwick Airport.
A big range of quite large organisations as well.
A good variety, large and small organisations. So what we try to encourage at our jobs fairs are variety.
Yes.
So there's something for everyone. So not just the exhibitors in terms of companies exhibiting, but there are workshops going on.
Right, okay.
There's everything. You will walk away with something.
Right, and what are some of the workshops that are on? There's CV writing and...
Yeah, there's CV writing. There's a whole range of them. CV writing, cover letters, job search tips, overviews of application forms, interview techniques... personal profile, identifying strengths and weaknesses. That's
wow, that's a lot.
There's all sorts of things.
That is definitely a lot. Yes.
Manage your money, advice.
Right.
Tackle all sorts of things. We're very excited about having Dress to Impress there.
Right. Who are Dress to Impress? I can picture a logo, but I'm not quite sure who they are.
They're a London charity based in East London, and they assist women to be successful at interview. By using by providing them with outfits to interview, a bit of training and advice. So there's all sorts of things going. We've covered. We try as much as we can to cover the whole the whole sort of portfolio. And what we try to also encourage is if something isn't there, let us know.
Right.
Because if we don't know about it, we can't fix it.
Yeah.
So if we know, then we can fix it the next time.
And is there anything in particular that's job seekers generally seem to struggle with, or is it just different aspects of the job seeking process?
From our experience of running it, I think the online situation where so many job seekers are applying online. It does take the human element out
That's
of it.
That's true.
In terms of the struggling, I would say that the communication, the one-to-one sort of real presence and making contact is advantageous.
Right, yes.
In terms of struggle, it's the multitude of plethora of forms that job seekers have to fill
in when
they're doing...
I hate filling forms.
So
I hardly ever applied for jobs because give me a form, I won't fill it in.
Yeah, totally get that. Absolutely. That's taking me. So in terms of that, I think every job seeker will be faced with a different challenge.
Yes, that's true.
What I would say is if you want a job in something specific, try and do your research coming along.
Yes.
Have a look at the companies, understand the companies, you know, look at their websites.
That's very true. Yeah. And in terms of age range, is it a wide range of job seekers? I'm almost thinking because now older people are needing to top up their pensions, so they're working longer. And you've got young people coming out of college and stuff. So is there a wide range or is it top heavy at one end?
Yeah, no. We encourage everyone to come to that jobs fair.
Right, yes.
Whether they be young, old, it doesn't matter who they are. They may be disabled. There's something in there for everyone.
Right, okay.
So we do try and accommodate and we encourage anyone that is looking to move in their career, whether that be into training and development, even if they need some work experience.
So it doesn't have to be just people that are unemployed.
No, it could be, we're all at different levels in terms of, you know, the jobs market.
Yes.
Some people may be a little bit further away, some people may be nearer, but there is something there for everyone.
Right.
So if there is someone who wants to top up their CV, fantastic CV in terms of, you know, the academics, maybe they need some work experience as a starter to put down on their CV.
Yes.
Well, they'll get it there.
Yeah,
if they need
that's
it.
Great. And in terms of the workshop, which are the most popular workshops that people tend to go to?
CV writing is a very popular one. This year, we're really excited, actually, because I mentioned earlier that Net-a-Porter, which is a high-end fashion retail, online fashion retail organisation or business that has come on board, and they have a multitude of customer service with different customer service roles that there are that they're looking to fill. But this year we're trying something different where they're actually providing it in the morning. They're going to be delivering a little bit of a seminar / workshop on what to expect in the fashion industry.
Oh, I see.
In that sort of sector, how to approach it, what to learn. So and the beauty of it is that they're also going to be recruiting on the day.
Right.
So anyone who's looking forward to that and who is really interested in that, you know, go along at 10:30 to the workshop, to the presentation by Net-a-Porter.
And it's a good way for them to get a little insight into how the job would be,
It's an excellent way to get an insight. And the very fact that the recruiters are there on that day, you know, that who knows?
Yeah. And are there apprentice opportunities as well in terms of training?
Yes, there are. There are many organisations. We work across different sectors, as I've mentioned. But in terms of our partners, we have got a whole load of housing associations our partners and the local authorities that we're based in. The housing associations such as Family Mosaic, Peabody, Amicus Horizon, I could go on Orbit Housing, Wandle Housing. Many of them have been with us since the start of the jobs fair, and they do get people into work. So in terms of how we access all those people, we can access job seekers.
Right, that's good. And in terms of the jobs for people working in the housing association, what type of jobs are being offered? Is it admin? Is it customer services?
All sorts of things.
Right.
Customer service, admin, construction. Do they want to be an electrical engineer? be an apprenticeship for an electrical engineers. And sometimes the jobs may not be advertised. The right. opportunities may not be advertised. What we would say is go armed with what you want to get out of that jobs fair.
That's true.
So even if, for example, I'm trying to think of an organisation, even if, for example, BSW Heating, which you would immediately think is a heating engineering company, they may have an admin position
That's
available.
True.
They may not advertise it as such. They may have an apprentice. So go and talk to them.
Yes.
Go armed and be ready to talk to the employers.
That's good. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really exciting day. And when people leave, do you follow up to find out what they're doing next?
Yes.
And do you get like success stories?
Yeah.
You know, so can you give us some examples of any success stories that you're aware of?
We're very unusual from a jobs fair perspective. What we do is we have an evaluation period after the jobs fair.
Right.
And that evaluation period is for a 2-month period. And we actually follow up with all the opportunities that the exhibitors or the employers have given us. And we keep a record of all the job seekers.
That's
so
good.
We contact the job seekers after that and we try and match them up depending on whether they want those those opportunities or not. So yes, we do keep a tag of who's got work, who hasn't got work, and maybe it could be that we can broker additional opportunities for those job seekers.
That's a very, very good idea. And where is this happening? You said it's a new venue, so it's Queen Street.
It's at the Queen Street Conference Centre in the South Bank. I believe Waterloo Station, Tube Station is the nearest.
Yes.
There are lots of buses that get there that can take people there. It's a lovely venue where we're taking over the whole building.
Oh, great.
On the 22nd of June.
And if people want to attend, do they need to register or can they just rock up?
Yeah. I would say they can rock up if they want to. remember, dress to impress.
Yes.
Rock up if you want to, but there are so many ways of registering. You can go onto our website, www.southlondonjobsfair.co.uk. You can register on there. You can register via Eventbrite. Now, I would say if you can register beforehand because it will save you from queuing up.
That's
because
very
there's
true.
Always a queue.
That's very true.
If you register beforehand, then you can go straight through and we'll take you through.
And it's free to attend, isn't it?
It is absolutely free
to attend.
Because
I love telling the listeners about free events.
Yeah, it is. It is free to attend. There'll be lots of organisations there, lots of opportunities. So it really is in your hands now.
Right. And if any of the Colourful Radio listeners are listening and they're thinking, I want to attend, what would you say to them to get them through the door?
Oh, please come. I mean, absolutely. Register, get there. We could possibly, I'm going to put my sort of say, maybe we could run a competition about the Colourful Radio.
Right.
Listeners who say Colourful Radio, we're coming and we'll put you into a pot, maybe win some iTunes vouchers.
See, I like to win, so I would definitely enter. But because I work on Colourful, I can't enter. So thank you, Moira. Is there anything you want to add about the jobs fair to the listeners?
I think mainly if you're looking for a job, if you're looking to move in your career, it's the place to be. It really is the place for job seekers. It's the go-to place for a job seeker, and we're excited about it. Everyone that approaches us is excited about it, and we're looking forward to meeting you and seeing you there.
That's great. Well, thank you, Moira, for joining us at Colourful Radio. So I'm with Moira Skinner. She's the Managing Director of 3D Change, and they're the organisers of the South London Jobs Fair, which is taking place on the 22nd of June at the Queen Street Conference Centre, which is at 108 Stamford Street, London SE1. So you can go onto the Eventbrite website to register, and it's from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. So go armed with your CVs and dress to impress and have the mindset that you are going to get a job. So thank you, Moira, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Colourful, 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 colourful radio.